As this year's company reporting season gathers pace, the number of Australians losing their jobs is climbing. Big companies are choosing to hire labour offshore or downsize in order to survive. But while businesses blame higher costs, economists argue that Australia has dropped the ball on productivity, as David Taylor reports.
It's now in black and white. In just a few days, at least 1,400 Australians are now facing unemployment. And there are many more anxious employees in limbo, Westpac yesterday flagging cuts on the back of slower credit growth. A higher exchange rate, worries about global financial markets, and the prospect of more taxes are weighing on businesses both large and small. But it's particularly hard going for small business. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry released their small business survey this morning.
Unfortunately, the expectations are lower than they were 2.5 years ago. This is the worst survey performance for small business for 2.5 years.
Chief Executive Peter Anderson.
Over 2,000 small businesses have reported that not only are sales declining, but costs are increasing, and that is now affecting their profitability. As a result of that, this survey is evidence of the fact that smaller businesses are unfortunately having to start to consider adjusting their employment levels, not just because of less demand, but also because of reduced profitability.
Last week, the Bureau of Statistics reported Australia's unemployment rate edged up to 5.1%. It's an early sign that the employment opportunities generated over the last decade are now starting to wane. According to economists, the losses are being felt in industries suffering under the weight of the higher dollar. Deutsche Bank chief economist Adam Boyton.
But for my mind, it's those industries that are import competing or are finding the exchange rate providing some restriction that are likely to be seeing the greatest structural change.
But the Reserve Bank has indicated the higher Australian dollar has actually aided previous monetary policy decisions. It says the higher dollar has a similar dampening effect on the economy as higher interest rates. Adam Boyton argues that the RBA's other tip of boosting productivity within the economy is a much smarter approach.
And the reason why that's important is that productivity growth is how you can deliver rising living standards without inflation. So I think the solution for those sectors of the economy that are suffering structural change, suffering under the high exchange rate, is to look at productivity and to become more productive.
The Chamber's Peter Anderson insists small businesses are reliant on bigger companies improving their performance before they'll be in a position to lift their game.
In the short term, though, small businesses can't increase their productivity if they're having costs passed down the supply chain to them from larger businesses.
He says change has to come from the top.
Increasing national productivity is a medium to long-term effort that requires regulatory reform, tax reform, and a range of other measures at a national governmental level.
Economists say the higher terms of trade has provided a blind spot for policymakers.
It's those sorts of things that we spent a long period of time putting in place during the 80s and 90s and early part of this decade, and that we probably haven't had as much focus on over the past few years because the terms of trade have made things relatively prosperous for Australia without needing to do the hard yards, if you will, that we needed to do.
For real longer term change to occur, Adam Boyton says we need to change our attitude.
There are a lot of people that look back on Australia over a long period of time and say that the more prosperous Australia is, the less it tends to do as far as economic reform is concerned.
In the short term, he warns more job losses can be expected.
Then I think you're probably looking at a weaker, an even weaker pace of employment growth over the second half of the year than we had over the first half of the year.
A short time ago, the Australian Skilled Vacancies Internet Trend Data Index was released, showing a fall of 0.8% in the month of July.
David Taylor reporting.